when it really matters. News Talk 780 KOH.
From the KOH News Center, I'm Trevor Smith. The Douglas County Board of Commissioners have declared a state of emergency in preparation for the potential of flooding associated with spring runoff and for stormy conditions that are anticipated this weekend. The declaration has been submitted to the state of Nevada and will allow regional partners to expedite mitigation efforts as well as speed up the delivery of resources if needed. East Fork Fire Protection District Chief Todd Carlini says Douglas County is still recovering from the January and February storms. Handful of states permit physician-assisted suicide, and the state legislature is considering it, calling it a merciful choice for someone facing a terminal illness. But for many, including doctors, it's uncomfortable and uncertain. Dr. Brian Callister is concerned people could be pressured to end their lives when they're not ready, and by family members, insurance companies, or others. Sometimes diagnostic mistakes are made, and he said on Dan Mason's show this week, we need to value the older people in our lives, and says terminal illnesses can pull families together.
I see families come together stronger than at any other time, with more love than in any other situation when they're facing the death of a loved one. And I see that wisdom from Granny imparted in ways that will last forever.
And the bill is similar to others that have failed in the past. Crystal Lake Park in Southwest Reno just had some upgrades to the tennis courts, but vandals hit the park recently and destroyed several of the improvements. Someone smashed a new park bench to bits, and someone else, possibly the same person, tore up one of the tennis nets. Trash has been left all over the place. Reno City Council's Jenny Breckus wants to stop it.
It's just so tough because our parks budget is still down by about a third in pre-recession levels. So getting those courts redone was a big lift for us. It's just very unfortunate.
And she's considering park stewards. They would live at the most vandalized parks during peak season, very similar to a campground host. Governor Brian Sandoval asking for $3.5 million over the next 2 years to build up Nevada's cybersecurity infrastructure and management. The governor has proposed creation of an Office of Cyber Defense Coordination to organize data systems all across state agencies and consult private businesses on best practices. Defense Advisor Brigadier General Bill Burks says collaboration and human oversight are crucial to respond to the attacks. There was no opposition to AB 471 at Friday's hearing. Right now, traffic and weather together on News Talk 780 KOH. Kingsbury Grade closed between Lake Tahoe and the Carson Valley due to rock and mudslides, and that will be happening for quite a while. Chains of snow tires required between Dayton and Virginia City. Same goes for Highway 50 from Carson headed to Lake Tahoe and the Mount Rose Highway. And also be on the lookout for a road hazard on southbound 580 at South Meadows.
Good Saturday. I'm KOLOA Chief Meteorologist Jeff Thompson. Occasional snow showers today. We'll see skies start to clear by this evening. Look for high in Reno sparks of 45, 42 in Carson City with around freezing at the lake.
Current Reno temperature is 37. It's 36 in Carson City. Smith Valley has 40. I'm Trevor Smith, News Talk 780 KOH.